T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
920, the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder. Ladies and gentlemen, we get to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. Aditi Kinkabwala joins us, CBS Sports Network, Browns.com. Aditi, hello.
Hi, how are you?
It's wonderful to speak to you.
Aditi, who is this new hire for the Pittsburgh Steelers at GM? What a joke. People starting to criticize it already. Not a good move. How long is this going to last?
Thoughts?
Wait a minute, guys. What? You're not giving anything a chance, even a little bit?
Nope.
Bad hire, and I'm saying it from day one.
What's his name? Fred Smoot?
I don't even know who it is.
Who is it?
Why are you so down?
Well, it's a Steelers guy. I don't care. I'm down on him.
So why is that?
Do you want me to say great things about a guy the Steelers hired?
You're catching me a little bit by surprise at the moment.
Why is it a surprise?
Because I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Who is this guy, Anthony? I have no idea what Lyman's talking about either. Lyman said his name out loud, and I just said Fred Smoot. It's not Fred Smoot. That is not the...
Hunt?
It's not even on this.
Who's Brandon Hunt?
Brandon. I was texting him last night.
Whoa! It's unbelievable.
Guys,
yeah.
I feel like you should talk for a minute, so I...
Rank the GMs Rank the GMs in the AFC North.
Hold on for a second. Aditi, this is not... confirm that this guy's going to be the general manager.
There's a lot of discussion.
It says Steelers complete second interview with GM candidate Brandon Hunt. They didn't make him the general manager.
I don't know. Aditi has pretty good sources.
Aditi, we both got roped here. We both got swindled.
Guys, you know what? You just threw me first. That was so terrible
of
you. It wasn't
my fault.
And I'm sitting here in a frantic panic.
Blame him.
Recognize, since I left the NFL Network, this is one of those things I'll say.
What?
When I worked at the NFL Network, my email would explode. So, I would wake up to 22 unread emails. And, the third string left tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars would have gotten hurt. And I know it because there would be an email about it. So, every single piece of news came by. Now I feel like a jerk because I just texted Brandon Hunt and I said, oh, my God, it's official and you didn't tell me? Congratulations. And now you guys are telling me that it isn't official.
Lima, what did you do?
I can't believe it.
Oh.
Seriously.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm sitting here and I am a little bit out of the loop because I am in this very unique, interesting position. I was just in Cleveland for 2 days. I did this fun chalk talk with Kevin Stefanski. I came back. I am not at the Steelers facility today. And I was just thrown for a loop.
Okay, can I ask
you,
since
you
did the chalk talk, and I know, Aditi, obviously you are a professional, so you would have handled this much better than I would with Kevin, because I'd be going, Kevin, what's the deal? How many games? What's the suspension? Is it this year? Is it next year?
They don't know. I mean, I think that saying six is a safe bet. But again, they don't know. And I think the big thing here, and I'm not saying this to apologize for anyone in any way on any level, mm-hmm. but we don't have all the information. You know, I'll tell you, I said to a member of the organization that, I was really... I don't know what the right word is, but you see that snippet of news that Busby, the attorney for the massage therapist, has released a piece of Deshaun Watson's deposition where he acknowledges that a therapist is crying at the end of a massage. And on the face of it, you sit here and you say, what? What? I don't understand. How does anybody see someone crying and not like ask immediately, oh my gosh, what's wrong? What's going on? What happened? Or is there something I can do? Is there something I did? And this person in the organization who's actually read the entire deposition said to me, do you know what was said exactly before that line? And do you know what was said exactly behind that line? And do you know what was said in the, you know, three paragraphs following? And it's true that like this is how things, and I'm not saying it's true about that because I don't know. I have no idea what was said before. I don't know what was said after. I don't know. What I do know is we don't necessarily have the full, complete, total picture.
Well, how do you balance? How do they balance then the, because you're right. How do they balance the conduct policy with PR? Because it's like, man, that's already out. That's bad PR for the NFL.
I think Deshaun Watson and his agent need to acknowledge that whatever they think, they need to acknowledge an outside PR firm. Like they need to go get one of those fixers. Remember that show Scandal with Kerry Washington?
Liz watched it. I didn't like the show.
Well, I loved the show. I liked it. So you should go back and give it another try.
I thought she was.
Well, I really think that you should give it a chance. But I would argue that's what they should do. That Deshaun Watson should get himself an outside PR person. Don't rely on the Browns to provide the PR because you've got some competing interests here. You know, the club has to look out for the club. Mm. And if there really is, I have been told repeatedly by multiple people, this doesn't mean that it's necessarily true, but I have been repeatedly told that this is the whole story, the whole picture is not necessarily out there. And so,
well, how could it be?
If that's the case, then they need to do a better job. They need to do a better job of getting that whole story out there then.
All right, Aditi, join us on the hotline. I really want to know when it comes to the potential suspensions, because we, like you just said, we have no real idea. But when Mike Florio says that he's talked to people around owners around the league and they are all fighting mad about the contract of Deshaun Watson, about what the Browns did to get Deshaun Watson, and that they all want to make the Browns pay for this. I mean, that's what Florio is saying. Is that something real?
I'm sorry. I have not spoken to one member of any organization who feels that way. And I've talked to quite a few people in Carolina before the draft, after the draft, about Baker Mayfield. That idea never came up. We want to make life harder for them, or we're pissed at them. There has to be an acknowledgement that the way business is being done in the NFL is changing. And I think that you will see quarterbacks sign shorter deals now with more guaranteed money.
I don't think it matters to Sue Robinson whether or not Steve Bisciotti's upset with the Cleveland Browns. That's something that just doesn't make any – that wouldn't add up anyway, right?
Well, and I don't see that at all. I just think that, you know, like when you think about the quarterback component, you're going to see guys sign shorter deals that are fully guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm Joe Burrow, I sign a 3-year deal that's fully guaranteed. I get all of the money, or a 4-year deal that's fully guaranteed. Because if you sign a 10-year deal, that deal is outdated in 3 or 4 years. You know, so like, I'd rather see what I'm up for 4 years from now. And look, if something catastrophic happens, well, you still have life-changing money and you get all of it. So I think that the fully guaranteed thing is interesting in the way it will affect business in the National Football League and the way business is done. But I have not spoken to anybody that has said to me, this is why the Browns are unable to move Baker Mayfield, or that the Browns won't ever have any trade partners now.
The sensational Aditi Kinkabwala joining us here on the show. I read your article about Cade York earlier this week. How much pressure is going to be on this young man getting ready for this season? Because Lima said somebody told him, like, there's no pressure on Cade York. I go, they basically missed the playoffs because they missed kicks last year. I mean, I could make that argument. He's a fourth-round pick. Like, there's a lot of expected out of this young man.
Well, there is. And I'll tell you that, in fact, that came up in the Chalk Talk with Kevin Stefanski when we were talking about fourth down and, you know, two-point conversions and when you go for what. And he said having a kicker that you trust and that you can believe in is definitely a part of that equation and affects how you look at that, at the calculus of that. So is there pressure? Sure. I think there's pressure because Evan McPherson came in as a rookie and was such a rock star. I think that there's pressure on first-round wide receivers because Jamar Chase came in and had such an impact. So it's sort of this idea, you know, an NFL fan is going to sit here and say, well, this guy did it. Why can't our guy do it? But I really like him.
Uh-oh. Is she gone?
I think we've lost Aditi.
Call her back.
Obviously, you know, the aggregators will go. They'll say, oh, she's calling out Mike Florio. But that's very interesting what she said, that she's talked to her people around the NFL. Nobody is saying that the Browns need to be punished.
Mike Florio is entitled to his opinion.
Sure, of course. And he has a vast network of people he talks to. I think it just goes to show that nobody knows. Nobody knows.
I would choose to believe Aditi because, one, I think Aditi makes more sense. Two, obviously, I like Aditi much more.
Yeah, we like Aditi.
But, I mean, I'm allowed to feel that way. But it just, I don't think that Sue Robinson cares at all about what Steve Buscemi thinks of the Cleveland
Browns.
Or
Trevor Bauer and the MLB's handling of his suspension.
Exactly. I don't think, now I know that precedent might make a big deal to somebody who's a former judge. So that might be where it kind of comes in. But I still think that these are different circumstances. And I don't know where Major League, I mean, there's so many rumors about where Major League Baseball got their numbers with. I'm not sure about it. Let me get to Aditi here. Aditi, hello.
Hi, I'm sorry about that. I still, you know, it's my standard line, but how can we put a man on the moon and we can't figure out cell service?
I'm sorry. Aditi was my, it was our fault.
Aditi, I was driving through the Alleghenies last week coming back from D.C., and boy, it was some tough sledding up and down those hills.
Stop wasting
I got to tell you,
time.
I was very scared at times, and I would have called you to see if I could come hang out with you because Ken would not let me come hang out with him in Streetsboro just over the border.
We like to keep the riffraff out.
Well, you should have called me. Why didn't you call me? I would have had you over.
I
we
stopped
could have had
in
a beer. We could have talked.
I stopped in a Panera at Monroeville.
Oh, my gosh. That's like 20 minutes from my house.
Unbelievable.
Why would you not call me, Lima?
Unbelievable. You wouldn't have been able to get rid of me. That's the problem.
Now I'm insulted.
Sometimes I overstay my welcome.
You, and then you would have, no. I would have stuck my kids on you, and then you would have been happy to be moving on your way.
Aditi Kickwalla joining us on the show. Are they going to sign David Njoku to a big extension before July?
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Give me a percentage of that they do it.
Oh, gosh.
Come on.
I don't know. You know what? Because I haven't. I really don't know. I don't know. That's a better question for your local beat people who are talking to Njoku. And,
we have Daryl later, but I'm talking to you right now. I want to know. What would you do?
Is that more important to you than, like, for instance, I don't know, Clowney or something like that?
You are more important to us than Daryl.
Or do you feel like you're good to go with Alex Wright?
I'll speak for myself. You are more important to me than Daryl, yes. Of course, Daryl's a hell of a landscaper.
Well, let's not do that to poor Daryl. But did it bother you when David Njoku intimated that he wanted to be transferred? Sorry, I was just reading about Jordan Addison.
No.
Can I tell you a random fact?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jordan Addison, I'm going to go on a little thing and then we'll come back. Addison played at Pitt last year. Mm-hmm. He was the Biletnikoff winner. He is going to go to USC, and at USC he will make more money in his NIL deal than the Steelers' second-round draft pick at wide receiver, George Pickens.
Oh boy.
So George Pickens, as a second-round pick in the National Football League, will make less money than Jordan Addison, a college player at USC.
But I would say that Jordan Addison will more than likely make more money coming out of college to go to the pros than what George Pickens did. So it all evens out, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Do you like the Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher thing? Oh, you want to bring it back? Lima, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Aditi, just real quick, and we appreciate your time and perspective as always. Legendary interview today. If Freddie Kitchens was not the Browns head coach in 2019, is he out of the NFL today and an assistant or analyst at South Carolina? Meaning, Should he have taken that job?
Well, if you are ever offered one of 32 jobs, you take them. And certainly he believed enough in himself that he thought he was the right person to have that job. But it is an interesting question because the way that it all fell apart was so significant that it does perhaps color him. But I would argue that he did have a successful time in New York afterwards, or in New Jersey with the Giants. So I don't think it was enough to essentially tar him, if we want to use that phrase, or tarnish him. I don't know what the better way to say it is.
It's fine.
I mean, think about it. Look at what Hugh Jackson did in Cleveland, and he's still a head coach somewhere. So I don't know that it's really fair to say that.
Aditi, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Aditi Kinkabola on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up next, maybe Freddie and a lot of other coaches should have thought twice. And just how special is a trip to the Bahamas? Ken Carmen, Tone Master General, here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
So I was going to bring this up at this time. I kept saying I was going to do it, so here we go. Even though I kind of want to push you back after a conversation with Aditi, but you know, we were talking about this. So the afternoon drive show, it was Derry and Dustin yesterday. And Peterlin was in the conversation. I think they were doing the Pulse. And now it's all over the internet. They've arrived in the Bahamas. And Nick Chubb on his Instagram, has a picture of them at Atlantis, where the, you know, the battle for Atlantis is held every year, where they have that basketball tournament in what looks like somebody's basement. And I thought they had a big conversation of, do the Browns offensive players, does Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson and whoever else is down there, do they have to wait in line to use that slide? And I said, and I'm thinking, I'm driving yesterday, and I go, they have to use that slide. But they have to wait in line to use the slide. It's an exclusive
place. The one that
place.
Goes through the Shark Tank and all that?
Yeah. Because they're in the Bahamas. That's where that Atlantis is. Aren't there more than one Atlantis? No, the hell.
Well, they lost it at one point.
That's true.
In that battle. It was a bloody one, too.
Yeah. Mike Krzyzewski actually brought Atlantis back. You guys didn't even know that. And now he's...
And as penance, his hair is forever black.
That's how scary NIL is. He was willing to fight for Atlantis, but he ain't willing to go and give NIL. That's how terrifying this is. So my thought was, well, yeah, they got to wait. That's an exclusive thing. Well, I'm on the phone with Tone yesterday on the way home. And Lima was like, eh. And I went, what? And Lima asked me the best question. He goes, why do you think that? And that could sound like he's talking down to me, but I know that Lima is getting my answer first before he tells me. And I said, that's an exclusive resort, isn't it? That's where... That's where the Kardashians stayed. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian stayed down there. I remember when Liz and I, and the reason I remember this, when Liz and I were on our honeymoon, we were on a cruise. It was a Royal Caribbean. It was one of the big ones, one of the real big boats. And we were in the Bahamas, and we saw Atlantis, and Liz is like, that's where Kim Kardashian stayed. Well, I forgot that was 11 years ago almost now. And Lima was quick to remind me, please tell me the rest.
I just don't think that's as exclusive. And I'm looking at prices right now. You can just look at prices. It is a beautiful place to go. I see it all the time on my Instagram story. People are going there. It looks amazing. I think every resort looks amazing. I think every resort in Mexico from Playa del Carmen to...
It's Playa?
I don't know. What is it?
Boy, I didn't know Playa. I've always called it Playa.
No, I've never even been there. But from there all the way to Cabo to wherever, every resort I've ever seen,
I always called it Cabo,
that people are at, it looks great. And when you consider like prices, I just look at the prices and I'm looking at them right now. Oh, you can get a room here, you know, $200, $200 a night.
$200 a night? That's it?
You can.
At the Atlantis?
I mean, these are all deals and whatever, but I'm like, if Deshaun Watson and the Browns wanted to, given their money and their private travel, if they really wanted a place that was exclusive and a place that they're not going to be bothered and they don't have to worry about cutting the line to go down the slide, they would go to places in the Caribbean or even Cabo that would be like $2,000 a night. They can afford that. Huh. Me and you are going to the places that are, you know, $300 a night, $250 a night.
So you're saying that this is not as exclusive as it once was?
I think everybody saves up their money for vacations, so everybody's willing to pay a little more.
Well, now when you're Deshaun Watson, you don't necessarily have to.
Yeah, well, did he earn a game check last year? How did that work out, sitting out the year?
Did he get paid fully?
I think they paid him.
Every game he was an active scratch.
That's amazing.
Or whatever.
Yeah. That is so amazing.
What a job.
So,
now I got another thought on my head. I'm going to get killed for this.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I got to do it. I'm sorry. If you're telling me it's not that exclusive, because my thought was, oh, the Kardashians stayed there. This must be a real big deal. Mm-hmm. But that was 11 years ago, and you say, well, there's...
I'm sure they have a penthouse, and I'm sure they have a more exclusive area of...
But it's not... Like, the Kardashians wouldn't go back now, right?
No.
They would never go back.
No.
Okay, so like people like you and me would go back to a place. They won't.
Yeah.
Sean Watson just got paid $230 million. In our heads, right? You know where I'm going with this. Is a little bit of a cheapskate move to not go someplace exclusive when you got $230 million?
They're going for how many nights?
Oh, yeah. That's it. Is it
three nights?
Oh, it's like three nights.
Because I'm reading right here that you can get the fourth night free and $100 credit.
So stay a fourth night.
So, but he's showing how much he doesn't need your free fourth night and the $100 credit.
Like, if I were, like, Kevin Stefanski's a football coach, but he's also a grown man in America and a father, and you would have to look and go, you got to get that fourth night for free and the $100 voucher. What are you doing? I don't care how much money you make. You get that fourth night and you get it for free. Guys, you got to stay four nights. You don't stay three, you stay four nights.
What are you rushing to get back to?
But if you're Nick Chubb, is there something in the back of your mind? Don't think I didn't catch that. If you're Nick Chubb, in the back of your mind, you're going, I thought it'd be nicer. $230 million. Am I wrong? Am I wrong to wonder that?
Okay,
I mean, you offered. I didn't make you take me to the Bahamas. You offered to take me to the Bahamas. You just made $230 million guaranteed.
Are you the type of guy that goes? Somebody says, "Hey, Ken, here's a free beer." Would you go? Well, that's not my brand. Would you drink the free beer?
But a free beer is different.
Yes, I drink the free beer. Then why would you turn
and
down the free?
You'll
trip?
Take the free trip, but it's different here. Because if you just offer me a free beer, I'm going to take the free beer. Because honestly, I assume I'm at a place that's probably your place, and I don't want to offend you, so I'll drink your free beer.
But maybe Deshaun's place. Maybe this is where he goes.
He owns Atlantis
now?
No,
this is where he goes.
Well, with the money he just got from the Browns, he could.
I mean, if they're charging $200 a night, maybe they're willing to sell
him
Atlantis
saying, like,
right now. I mean,
you
now we're talking.
As much as I talk about it, you know, I love Key West. That's where if I hosted a place... We would go to Key West, right?
Yeah.
And there would be places there you go, that would be better than this.
All right, I'm just looking up to see what costs, stuff that I can't go to, how much it costs. So do you remember when Tiger Woods, he wasn't going to the MGM Grand. He was going to the MGM Grand Mansion. It was called Mansion.
Yeah. Okay.
You couldn't even get to that wing of the building. It was private. They had the tables up in his room. Do you know how much a night? So MGM Grand, you can go there and probably find a deal, $250 a night.
if it's a weekday, you could probably get in there for
maybe even cheaper.
Yeah.
The mansion at MGM Grand starts one bedrooms $5,000 a night. Like, that's what we're talking about. Those are the places that Charles Barkley and LeBron and Tiger are going to. Maybe it's not as private as he would have hoped, since Armin Katayan knows every single night that he ever spent there and wrote about it in his book in detail. But that's what they're doing. You're getting concierge service, you know, the type that you're not going to get elsewhere.
Well, think with me for a second here. If you're Nick, does Nick never talks unless he's forced to. Chubb, I don't know what he does for fun. So to me, it seems like Chubb is
much to the chagrin of Dustin Fox.
It seems like he's put out by, well, I was just going to stay in Cleveland, or is his regular home in Georgia?
I would assume he's got a place in Athens.
Yeah, I was going to stay in Georgia and work out and then fly in on Thursday or Wednesday, and now you've taken me to the Bahamas. Well, is this really that exclusive? Are you cheaping out on me if you make $230 million a year? I mean, Nick Chubb makes, what, $46 million over the course of his career? And yes, this is all before taxes money. I get this, but come on. This is not that serious. If I'm making $46 million a year and I wanted to spring on a vacation, again, who knows what Nick Chubb wants to do? Maybe he wanted to spend part of his money going to Amish country. Maybe he wanted to spend part of his money going to see the Grand Canyon. Who the hell knows what he wanted? Did he really need to go to Atlantis, for $200 a night? Come on, man.
Fan of the Land. This is going to be amazing. Fan of the Land 13 says, Brown's offense is staying at the equivalent of the Days Inn. So now we're
I stayed at a lot of Days Inn, buddy, okay? Nice places.
Those minor league days. I'm not going to crit. See, this is where you can't win in the public eyes. Now we're bashing them for the free trip.
This is the equivalent of having a birthday party for your kid and there not being enough food. And you have to explain it. Always over by the food, folks.
I'm getting texts from media members, one of which says, I stayed there in the late 90s, not exclusive, if I could afford it.
The late 90s? That seems it would be the most exclusive. If it was at its height of exclusivity when Kim Kardashian stayed there, I have no idea. Guys, I have no idea. I'm just listening to my wife on that, okay? I'm sorry. If it's that 11 years ago, what is it now? Is it basically the Bahamas version of that? Who is that? The Tiger Guy Zoo? Is it the Tiger King Zoo? Is that what it is? Are we doing a roadside petting thing here in the Bahamas?
How many resorts are there in
the
Bahamas?
What's that guy's name?
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. Yeah. That's what it was.
He helped write that new legislation in Oklahoma, didn't he?
It'll be a Netflix special soon.
That's why you got to listen to the whole 4 hours, because there's going to be Easter eggs in there. There are some creamy nougats in this one. Coming up at 9:20, the Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder. We have calls here on whether or not Deshaun Watson played it the cheap way. I didn't mean to say it. Just, I didn't know. I've never been to Atlantis. I thought Atlantis was exclusive. Then you're telling me it's $200 a night. I can stay in Altoona, Pennsylvania at the Ramada for $200 a night.
Well, no, but the fourth night's free, and people are wondering on Twitter if the defense gets to go for the free night.
Daryl Ryder at 9:20. You guys coming up and coming in hot at 9:40 on the Fan. Lord almighty.
You know what's happening right now, Ken? I'm already looking it up. People are starting to show us the more expensive rooms at Atlantis. You know how their algorithm works,
Someone
right?
Someone sent me that picture of that woman who advertises bathing her milk. And it's it's like a gag, and it's that dirty bathroom where the guy's sitting in milk and there's this old woman standing next to him.
You know what happens here? I swear to God, I can't prove it.
Carpet
I swear to God, the airlines, if you've ever been looking for a flight, and you keep checking throughout the day to see if it's cheaper, and then you tell your significant other or your friends because you're planning a trip or whatever, the fact that like six people are checking the same dates, same airlines, same location, I swear their algorithm jacks up the price. I swear it. I don't have any. I can't prove
just
it.
Doing the work
I
for Atlantis
been
for
him. Proven somewhere.
And so now I think the Atlantis prices are going up because everyone's looking it up right now.
Let's go to the phones.
They can tell your address when you book the trip.
Oh yeah.
Where the hell is North Ridgeview? What is that?
That's a new place.
typos. Just
well, you know all those houses they're building out there.
No, you wrote North Ridge View. It wasn't like your phone autocorrected it.
I didn't realize it until you just said it.
Is that a suburb in the Bahamas?
It could be. It's very exclusive. It's like three people.
Patty
there,
in the non-existent place on the other side of the 100-acre forest. Patty in North Ridgeview. You join us now on the Fan. Hello.
It's North Ridgeville, and you should know better.
I do know better. Our producer doesn't. He should know better. Go ahead.
Apparently, yeah. I slipped up.
We were in the Bahamas about 8 years ago, and maybe things have changed a little bit, but that is like heaven on earth. And some of the places is the Reef and the Cove.
Yes, ma'am.
Those are kind of like condos and stuff people stay at, and they're luxurious. And I think that you can go around there and it can be, you know, exclusive for him. Plus, LeBron James stayed for his honeymoon at that arch. If you see the famous Atlantis thing with the arch, he stayed in there. And
point,
I forget.
Counterpoint,
that was
though.
That was like $25,000 a night.
Oh,
and you
wow.
had to stay a minimum, I think, of 3 or 4 days. So I think it's beautiful there. So,
but I heard that LeBron will not do roaming charges. He will only leave his Wi-Fi. You have to have Wi-Fi for him to turn his Wi-Fi on his phone. So, I mean, was he using the $25,000 a night?
He's going to use your hotspot.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't have to tip there. Gorgeous. And so
it's true.
The flights are what is terrible, though. You were right, Anthony. The flights, we've been looking to go back. But the flights are like $400, $500, $600, you know, and that's like, wow, that's a lot.
It is.
Hey, real quick question. Is the construction done on Center Ridge?
Yes. Yes. Thank that is God. All done.
All
yes.
Right.
Actually, it looks pretty nice. So. Yeah. And we miss you.
I miss you guys, too. I mean, I love Streetsboro.
He was
Patty.
Never one of
Patty,
you, Patty.
I gotta let you go.
He was never one of you.
Says off the air, Patty.
I love North Ridgeville. It was a very nice place. We just had to be closer to my in-laws. My mom obviously couldn't take care of my kids.
All right, Baskin, I was getting texts from some media members.
Oh, yeah, you don't
want to
say
Atlanta.
Any jokes now about North Ridgeville, do you? Okay, so we had to move 40 minutes away from my home, from my in-laws' house, huh? You want to do that? Yeah, look over there. Yeah, go look around. Don't talk about my mother. Oh, okay.
So you stayed there, Andy?
Am I live?
The microphone button is here.
No, I am. Good. Test it. Does this thing work?
Hello, did you hello? Say, am I alive?
Said, is this alive?
Oh, okay.
Am I alive?
I love North Ridgeville. Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't have headsets on. I have no idea what's going on.
Don't
she was saying
it.
She was saying she stayed in stayed Atlantis. It was amazing. And then LeBron James also had his honeymoon there.
So it's separate. I stayed there.
Wow.
Believe me, it wasn't that big a deal. I was in Columbus. I was living in Columbus. My roommate had some friends that worked for some travel agency. And there were people.
That was at Ohio Sports Network money.
No, that was BNS, but you know that. So he had a friend that worked for a travel agent, and they did these tours there, and we would buy these. We both took vacation time at the same time. We're like, all right, let's see what happens. And so we ended up buying someone's, you know how you buy insurance on some of that stuff? So somebody used their insurance, so they had two empty seats on a plane. So we ended up going down there and staying down there for like 4 or 5 days.
But see, what I'm wondering
is a great deal.
Andy, like if these guys, if they all went to Cabo and stayed at one of the nicer resorts, no one would bother them.
Absolutely,
they go to Atlantis, they are going to be bothered. They're going to be – then maybe they like it. Maybe they like taking pictures with fans. But if this is their like getaway and they're trying to either work or play or do both, I'm just surprised that that would be the place they would go.
They have villas there too. Like they have separate entities that you can stay in to be kind of apart from everybody else.
CLE Chrissy tweeted the same thing about $25,000 a night. Now, what I just asked about Deshaun Watson, right, when I said if you're Nick Chubb, and you're looking at going, what, $200 a night? Really? You just got paid $230 million guarantee? If the shoe's on the other foot and you're Deshaun Watson, you pay $25,000 a night for brand new teammates there? I don't think you do.
I don't think you do. Just go down there and have
fun. I know $230 million, you can't spend it all in one day, but my God, I don't know if I'm spending the $25,000 a night.
Yeah, but that's a good gig. Like, all you have to do is, as long as you don't ever have to touch your bag and just show up, and everything else is paid for. Who cares? Does it matter what it costs?
You've been living quite a life of luxury for so many years.
I have. It's been.
What's
great.
The best vacation spot? And you've been on private jets. I mean, you have traveled. You have seen the world.
You've seen the exclusives.
I love Aruba, and
you know, my wife and I went there for our honeymoon, then we just went back again for our, technically our 15th or 20th anniversary. 15th, yeah. So
awesome.
Anyway, we went with some family, too. So we went with some cousins that are about the same age as us. You're not a nice man.
Wait, are they rich?
You are not a nice man.
Are they rich friends? So they, you, they
no, it was
take...
family. We, like, rented a house down there and just had a blast. We'd swim up pool. You know what? Wait, can I just tell you my biggest concern about this Bahamas trip?
I bet Jeff Phelps doesn't make this motion to you during the show.
Probably not. But you know what, Mike? Can I just tell you?
What?
It must be Friday. Don't you guys have any concerns about this trip? I mean, I have one major concern.
That Nick Chubb's going to start deadlifting 8,000 pounds?
No, that we have a problem. Somebody comes back with syphilis.
Oh, my God.
Sneak attack. Damn it, Andy.
I thought it was a Bermuda Triangle thing.
He ambushed us. I want to apologize to our listeners.
I did not see that coming. I did not know that.
This is not coming in hot.
Just did a four-minute bit to get his syphilis.
He really did. He's never been to Atlantis. He has no idea. No. He doesn't have any friends. He doesn't have the money to do any of that stuff. He just wanted to come in and set up that bit.
Wow. I don't even want to go to break. This is the first time I've never wanted to go to break in my career.
We got duped.
All right, 216-578-0092. We'll get to you guys. Coming in hot, 940. The Dangerous One, 920. And maybe they should have thought twice. Freddie, not the Browns offense. We're talking about Freddie. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.